Are you out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Out of your mind? Out of your mind? Out of your mind?
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin, hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't think the Bible says the problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know, they're not often discussed in purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Everybody, it's Crab Diving Live, hurtling at you from Los Angeles, California, Koreatown, US of A. It's a little bit after 2 p.m. out here on the Pacific Coast, a little bit after 5 p.m. if your ear holes be sucking us in out east. If it ain't that time, perhaps you're listening to us as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network, which streams 24/7 for you, or you've downloaded us as a podcast at iTunes, at Stitcher, or at crabdiving.com. However, wherever, whenever, et cetera, you receive us, we appreciate the crap out of it. We are going to be here for the next couple of hours, hurling turds at the right. I don't know why I said it that way. We're going to be, like I said, thanks for listening. Tweet us, all that stuff. My name is Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer. You know, the most famous turd hurlers that I knew of or know of would be monkeys.
Oh yes, our close cousins.
They throw their own shit.
Sure.
At times when they're upset.
You know why?
I have no idea.
They have thumbs.
What?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
They have thumbs and they can. Therefore, they do.
So if we evolved from monkeys.
We didn't.
Why the fuck are there still monkeys?
We didn't evolve from monkeys.
Where do we come from?
Monkeys.
You don't believe in evolution?
We and monkeys evolved from common ancestors.
Ooh.
Not, why are there still monkeys?
Fuck you. Why? But that's what people say.
Oh, I know. It drives me crazy.
Fucking thing.
Tweet us during the show if you like. Tweet us anytime. But during the show, we keep our eyeballs peeled on it occasionally. At Crab Diving, one word, C-R-A-B-D-I-V-I-N-G. You can also sling us a message over at our Facebook page, which is facebook.com/crabdiving. Don't forget, if you want to help us out here at Screaming Liberal Media, all you have to do is toss us, if you're going to buy shit on Amazon, on the internets, go through our Amazon hole, go to crabdiving.com/Amazon. Whatever you buy, we get a little commission for. Doesn't cost you fuck all.
Toss our hole.
Just helps us out here
toss
at Screaming
hole.
Liberal
you
Media.
You little son of a bitch. Cocksucker.
Paul LePage.
Socialist cocksucker.
Paul LePage.
He left that on somebody's voicemail. That's amazing.
A state senator in Maine or something like that, or legislator, whatever the hell they call him, whatever they have.
Why is it when asshole, right-wing nut job white dudes, sometimes they say horrendous shit on purpose, and then they'll add, make sure this goes public. Tell everybody I said this.
Oh, yeah, he proudly.
He told the guy to record the fucking call.
Kill your fucking selves, you fucking globalist.
And Alex Jones was playing for the camera for that one in his car.
If you're a GOP right-wing nut job white dude, do you ever care about being nice or friendly?
Is that two other white dudes?
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's a good fucking point. Yes.
Like the South, everybody's very nice and polite and very friendly and personable. But, you know, I'm white as fuck.
Right. Are you going to say maybe you'll waddle over to the ham carving station? The spiral ham carving station in Golden Corral and have a nice conversation. Meanwhile, Leroy is rattling off the N-word. And what do? Do you confront him? You say, hey, keep that racism to yourself, dickhead.
Absolutely, if he's older and more feeble than I.
Oh, yeah. You don't want him to beat your ass. Like,
you're right.
I'm going to drown you in the fucking chocolate fountain in the middle of the fucking salad bar.
I have very, very strong,
Sizzler.
Strong standards.
Yeah, I don't want to get beaten
up outrun.
By an idiot swampy redneck. Fuck you.
The headline just changed over at the HuffPo, and it's all in red
shit.
Now, so something be going on.
Oh, my God.
Let's see what's going on. We got all kinds of stories, all kinds of funny shit, hopefully.
Ooh.
Although these days, it's a little rough.
Oh, yeah.
Right-wing and bitter clinging proud clingers of our guns, our God, our religions, and our...
She doesn't even bother me anymore.
We haven't heard from her in a while. That's kind of nice.
Oh, yeah. That's how crazy Trump is.
Yeah, we long for the sanity of Sarah Palin.
Michelle Bachmann, all those guys. They're nothing.
I don't know about Michelle Bachmann.
They're nothing compared to Schittler. Please.
Let's see what's going on in the headlines.
For these mainstream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
From the Crab Diving News Studios, high atop the Crab Diving Tower, Los Angeles, California. Dateline, March 22nd, 2017.
The year of our Lord.
These are your headlines. Over at the commie, pinko, liberal.
It's fake.
Huffington Post, like I said, all of a sudden, the headline be all in red.
Fuck you.
Or green if you're colorblind. And it says...
You're a dog. You can't see colors. You don't have any cones in your eyeballs.
No, they do. It's just muted.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Dogs can perceive color just not as well as we do.
Jesus Christ.
I think they've got a cone or two.
Oh, okay. Corrected.
House Intel Chief tips off Trump.
Ooh, tip.
Dun, dun, dun.
Oh, shit.
It says that... Oh, I guess they're worried that Nunes, the House Intelligence Committee chairman, GOP turd.
Dickhead. Hello, dickhead.
It says over at the HuffPo, this is by Jessica Schulberg, Nick Bauman, and Sam Stein.
Dang.
Investigators don't normally brief the people they're investigating, but on Wednesday afternoon... just tiny wee bit of time ago.
Hello.
Representative Devin Nunes of California.
Fuck you.
Republican.
Dick.
The person who's leading the congressional, quote, investigation.
You were an asshole!
Into whether the Trumpenstein team colluded with Russia.
Nine.
Et cetera, et cetera. He went over to have a little chat with the president at the White House.
Oh, shit. What did they talk about? Anything good?
He said that the U.S. intelligence agencies intercepted Trump associates' communications and perhaps those of Trump himself in the final 3 months of the Obama administration. So what they're trying to do now is trying to lend some credence to the lying tweets of Donald Trump. See,
they were surveilling me. What is he going to say when he's called into a hearing and he says somebody's just going to read off all these fucking loony tweets? And they're going to say, Schittler, explain yourself. What's he going to do? He's sitting there with his own tiny little hand shoved up his own asshole.
Nunes, the chairman of the House Intelligence Committee, close Trump ally, said the communications didn't mention Russia and were therefore unrelated to his investigation. But the subject matter overlapped. Nunes' objective appeared political, deflect attention from Trump and his associates' ties to Russia, help back up Trump's claim that he's a victim of some deep state that is loyal to President Barack Hussein Obama.
We're back in the deep state, man. Is the deep state the same thing as the Illuminati or not?
No, it's still the long black fingers of Obama left in the administration that are obviously just trying to scuttle anything that Trump does.
Ouchie. Are these, this deep state. So is this the thing Alex Jones was referring to?
Yep.
Barack Hussein Obama's alone in a bunker?
Yes.
Pulling the puppet strings? Is he squirty?
Well, that's
I didn't know that.
Alex Jones, whenever he gets a story like that.
Yeah, yeah, he's a squirter.
Takes off his shirt, hops on a horse.
Tweaks his nipples!
But they're saying here that the bullshit that Nunes was trying to fling failed.
Ooh.
Because it says, in attempting to put out the Trump-Russia fire, he made much of it worse. Two press conferences today, he confirmed that Trump's surrogates and possibly the president himself were subjects of legal surveillance.
Oh, so that what a means, fuck up.
And they don't do that just cause.
Oh, right. Just because they have time?
They
have a reason.
Right. And it says that... implying they may have had suspicious contacts with agents from countries other than Russia.
Holy fucking hell. Who else were they giving secrets to or colluding with?
And then they're saying it's, now this Nunes has, cast aspersions and doubts about his own objectivity with this committee by deciding to run over and brief the president, the person to whom he is, of whom, of what, you know what I mean. He's investigating the guy.
Right.
Then you don't go and chat him up and say, here's what's going on.
Yeah, that's...
In my investigation of you.
It's inappropriate.
So the Democrats are already starting to scream bloody murder and saying that's... Right. We need an independent, nonpartisan... investigation.
And what would Sean Spicer say to that? Relax.
Oh, yeah, relax.
Fuck you. Here, look at this whole ream of paper.
They're saying if a Democrat had done this, Republicans would have been asking for him to be investigated both for disclosing classified information and obstructing justice. Obstruction of justice by going to the guy you're investigating and letting him know how the investigation's going.
As a Hollywood hick would say, when you start bringing up the hypocrisy of this and you start saying if a Democrat had done a tenth of what Schindler did, the Republicans would lose their mind. And like the Hollywood hick, I have to restrain my inner hell no.
I love fucking Flamin' Hot Cheetos. But let me just tell you, do not ever under any circumstances sit in front of the television set and eat a whole bag of Flamin' Hot Cheetos and then think your morning poo is going to be anything other than just straight up fire painful.
He's right. He's so fucking right about that.
The Hollywood hick on the sevens.
Yeah.
Is streaming here on the network.
This is igniting my inner hell no. This hypocrisy is insane.
It says Nunez's multiple appearances on Wednesday.
Multiples.
Appear to raise more questions than they answer. So there you go.
Oh, shit. Yeah, it is so funny. Whenever Trump talks about something or addresses something, yes, he makes it worse. Like the fucking thing with the kid, the 17-year-old kid that wrote the Schindler video game where he gets killed with cats.
Oh, yeah.
He made
a
big thing about that. And now, you know, that kid is, her fucking game's more popular than ever, probably.
Yeah. All she had to do was remove a link to some Trump shirt or something. That's that. That was
That's
it. Like, they're not going
do.
After her for her game. But for some reason, I thought I saw her website. It had like 1,200 hits or something. Nobody
cared.
She built it for like a development project. Like,
I think it was an assignment
to get a job or something. Yeah,
yeah.
Like, hey, look, I can build a little HTML video game. And it just happens to be you can use cat paws to scratch pictures of Trump. And
how did the
she
eye...
got a cease and desist letter from Trump lawyers?
How did the eye of Sauron fall upon her
over something? And then part of it, and she changed it. And then she got a second one for, and all she had to do was take out a link for something else. So
meanwhile,
I guess you could still go scratch Trump's face if you want to.
Meanwhile, these dickheads can't turn on the lights in the meeting room for the cabinet. When the cabinet,
I think they figured that out eventually.
Hang out.
But yeah,
he's suing this 17-year-old on a fucking dumbass video game.
So
stupid.
That's the headline over there that Nunez is up to some Nunez. I think there's no Enye. I think
what a poser.
I wonder if they
he ain't got an Enye.
Well, I wonder if it used to be Nunez and they Americanized it and took out the Enye.
Did they put it in umlaut?
No. That would be Germanizing it.
Nein!
Germanizing it?
Oh, yeah, that's the term.
That's the headline over the HuffPo. Let's see what the headline over at the Drudge Repo is.
Germanizing.
Also a red headline.
Oh, my God.
But, of course,
alarmist.
It's a red headline that helps induce some good terror chubbies over there at the Drudge Report.
Chubby? Release your frightening boner!
The horrible terror attack at the UK Parliament. Cops stabbed, pedestrians mowed down, it says.
I am going to use the term terror chubby in the description of this show, which can be downloaded later on iTunes or Stitcher. What do you think about that?
Crabdiving.com. Terror in Westminster, London terror attack. 4 dead outside Parliament after a terrorist... God, they're driving cars into people. After a terrorist drove a car into pedestrians, then stabbed an officer who I believe the officer sadly has passed.
Oh, shit.
20 people injured.
Oh, God, that's horrible, man.
I'm looking at the Sun. There's lots of pictures.
Right.
The policeman and two others died at the scene. The terrorist died in hospital.
Hello.
He was shot, I believe. 20 people injured in the attack, including 3 police officers, at least 4 students, 2 people fighting for their lives, 10 others are seriously injured.
So somebody drove a car into a crowd of people in London?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. Why didn't the cops hack into the car and just shut the engine off? That's what I would have done.
It says, that's all I can see. It's just lots of pictures of bloodied victims.
Yeah.
They tried to keep the police officer alive, giving mouth to mouth unsuccessfully.
Sorry. You said keep the police officer alive.
Alive.
Alive. Oh, it was British.
God.
Sorry.
So they're calling it a terrorist attack unless they hear otherwise, they said.
Is it Islamic? What are we supposed to say? Is it
radical Islamic terror?
In England. Fuck you, boy.
Man, the Sun has a shit ton of pictures. They're all horrible.
God damn. Of the mayhem at the fucking
thing? The mayhem of just people lying there in pools of blood.
What's the news value in that? I mean, I know we all need to see this shit so we can see how horrible it is, and then we do something. I get it. But how many pictures do you really need that many pictures of the fucking violence and shit?
Ugh. So I don't know yet if they have... it was a 4-wheel drive... driven over Westminster Bridge, knocking down pedestrians this afternoon. Victims left scattered in the road. One woman knocked into the Thames. Holy shit.
Oh, God. Why does it matter? Why do they tell if it's 4-wheel drive? Why does it matter?
That's probably how strange. Did they probably... It's an SUV.
Oh, I see.
In Britain.
Right. Is that power steering or...
Emergency services treated 20 injured people on the bridge. One woman was dead under a bus.
Oh, God. Damn.
They said an Asian knifeman, but to them, you know, Middle East means Asia.
Well, that's what I would say.
Got into the grounds of Parliament where he stabbed and killed a police officer. The middle-aged attacker was then shot by armed officers, died after being taken to hospital.
Hello.
Police believe the attacker to be a lone wolf, but are refusing to rule out anything else, obviously.
I mean, is he a sleeper sale?
Gonna happen. Yeah. Parliament was suspended. And the prime minister rushed from the scene in her official car. So this was, you know, a big time tourist area over at Westminster.
Dang, man, that's terrifying. Ugh, God, I hate when people fuck around with knives. Too many sharp things on this planet. Too many people getting stabbed. What are we going to do?
Yeah. You know, it's a little harder to get guns there. So the people that were horrifically stabbed, it could have been worse if he would have had an AR-15 after he mowed down 20 people then went to start shooting.
It would have been worse if there were bullets involved.
So there you go. That's the headline over at the Drudge Report.
Terrorism. Ah. They love that headline.
Horrible, horrible attack over there.
Right.
I'm just scanning some of the other, oh my God, let's be scared headlines over it.
They're so fucking alarmist.
Three killed, many injured. The prime minister was 40 yards from the attack.
Oh my God. It was a knife. How the fuck is it? He was safe. It's not like the, you know. Was he in danger, the prime minister?
I don't think so. Yeah.
Theresa May.
The anniversary of Brussels massacre. ISIS is celebrating.
ISIS.
Blood for blood, they said.
Right.
One headline says that previously they said they're going to see the black flag of Sharia over Windsor Castle.
Black.
So, of course, this asshole, horrific person means, look, that's it. Sharia's come to London. You know, these jerk offs here are going to, some asshole in Kansas already is like, look at what's happening in London.
I am not trying to, I'm not justifying what this person did, like driving a car into a crowd of people. It's fucking horrible, heinous. You're a dickhead. Fuck off. But like, think about how we are droning the fuck out of Syria and Yemen and in the Middle East. You imagine what that looks like when you see a bomb drop. Everything's gone. And these guys are driving a car into a crowded, you know, into a crowd. I'm just saying. I mean, we're doing horrible shit over there as well.
Yes. None of which is justified.
None of it's good, but damn.
The big story out there today and going into tomorrow is that...
Is it Russia?
Well, yes, that too, but... Even funnier,
yes,
is what is now looking to be a big old fail on the part of the repeal and replace Obamacare.
Shit. Nothing happened.
We'll know the votes tomorrow, but yesterday Trump went, we talked about it yesterday, go to crabdiving.com, iTunes or Stitcher.
Download us.
Trump went and had that meeting with House Republicans and said, you guys are going to lose in 2018 if you don't vote for this.
What a fucking dickhead.
He jokingly said to that one Freedom Caucus guy who's been saying, I ain't voting for it.
Pull my finger.
He said, I'm coming for you.
I'm coming for you. I'm coming for you. What are you going to do to him? You're going to be impeached for sucking Putin's cock.
So
what power does Schittler have?
So it's this, you know, the Democrats are not going to get one vote from any Democrat.
No, you better not, you motherfuckers.
And the lunatic Freedom Caucus, they hate the bill for a different reason. They think it don't go far enough. They want repeal, 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 and no more socialism. In other words, let those poor people fucking die.
They want socialism for big business, for corporations. You know, they want that kind of socialism. They don't want to help people. They don't want to help people. I don't understand that.
Yes.
How can they give a leg up to Exxon and not some poor person that wants to
fucking
eat?
White guys like them.
Oh, shit. That is so fucking true. God, I'm sorry. I'm so scatterbrained today. But still, I don't think we made enough of the story of Schittler holding Theresa May's hand at the White House. That is so...
Well, that was a month ago. Yeah, yeah.
That was a month ago?
Yeah.
God, I didn't realize that.
Yeah, or a couple weeks ago or something like that.
I missed that story. I thought it was just the other day. Mm-mm. How did we miss that story that he held another leader's hand while they walked down the... Did Obama ever hold anybody's hand?
It could have been worse.
He could have rubbed her shoulders.
Yeah, grabbed her pussy.
That's true. Hopefully he would have had some gum nearby. He might have started to kiss her.
Tic Tacs.
Oh, yes. He needs his breath to be fresh while you're assaulting someone, okay?
So this Obamacare thing.
Oh, yeah.
This House Freedom Caucus is just not a Biden by what's going on. They're basically saying, fuck you. Trump was like, oh, he's gonna win them over. This is what Trump does, right? He makes deals. They made changes the other night.
Yes, making it more heinous.
Trying to make it more heinous to for the Freedom Caucus.
Oh, let me blow my load into this horrible pot of shit.
But by doing that, making the believe it or not, moderate Republicans.
Yes.
Hate it more because they're in purpley areas and they got people showing up at their town halls saying, don't you touch that fucking Obamacare, you asshole, or yeah. You're out of a job.
But then some people in the Freedom Caucus, the Trump care is not extreme enough, right?
Well, that's most. No, the whole Freedom Caucus.
The whole Freedom Caucus.
The purple state Republicans, right. The moderate Republicans are facing pressure that they can't repeal without replacing it with something better, like Schindler promised, and like they promised.
Oh, my God.
And Paul Ryan and the cronies and Trump signed on are trying to push this bullshit, which makes it worse for everybody, except for insurance company CEOs.
God, the Republicans are fucked, right? Because if they can't go, if they go right enough, to make the loons, to make the whole Freedom Caucus happy.
Right.
What about these people in, you know, purple areas?
So, God. I mean, they're just saying it's going to be just a huge defeat.
You guys
for
are fucked.
A guy who is all about winning. Winning. And how many times this week is he losing? First, we find out from Comey.
Yes.
That he lied his little orange fingers off on Twitter about Obama wiretapping him.
God.
Then we find out from Comey and Admiral Rogers there is an investigation into possible collusion between the Russians and the Trump campaign. That it's there just, was contact.
Yes.
They did not deny contact. They've said there was contact. Now they are investigating the nature of that contact.
Are we looking at the worst group of GOP motherfuckers on the planet? I mean, this is so
arrogant.
Dysfunctional.
Fucking arrogant to think that really once they got in,
yes.
They'd have Jeff Bosesh over there.
Jeff Bosesh. Oh, God, that's gross.
Jefferson Beauregard Sessions III.
Jeff
Bosesh. Who would they're going to say, look, in exchange for you turning away from the Russian investigation, we'll let you lock up a whole lot of black people.
And he's like,
oh, my God, that's what I was put on this earth to do.
I'm going to flush my Viagra down the toilet. I don't need it no more. Why?
So they figured that, and they figured if they were in charge of the CIA and the FBI, they could just be like, oh, there's nothing to see there. Just move along.
Doesn't it feel like a bunch of meatheads?
Yes.
These people in high school and grade school were meatheads, right? And then they grow up, and now they're the GOP. And now they're in Congress.
Yes.
They're the president, the POTUS, the whole thing. But they're stupid. Did they think that this fucking cover-up and canoodling with Russia?
Well, and president of your middle school student council means the middle school girls wanted to fuck you. It does not mean that you are a qualified leader of men.
You know, I got to tell you something.
or the middle school boys want to fuck you.
Yeah. The president of my middle school student council just friended me on Facebook, and I was just checking this dude out. Damn, he's successful. He's got shit tons of money, and he's a progressive.
Well, I stand corrected.
In the middle of Georgia. How did this guy avoid being a shithead?
Oh, he's progressive.
Yeah, but how did he do that?
He probably went to a good school.
And he got the fuck out of there in time. Damn, this GOP, these people are fucking idiots.
It's not a bright bunch.
The Russia thing, I'm trying to figure out how to think about it. Trump didn't sit down one day and was like, you know what? We can use Russia and I can get elected. That's not how it happened. How did the Russia thing start? Because it's not just one plan to get me, you know, to get Trump elected. It's just a whole bunch of bullshit, right?
Well, yeah.
How did they let it get out of control? Didn't Trump know if Jeff Bosesh was going back and forth to fucking suck Trump off? I mean, I'm sorry, suck off Putin. No one would notice. No one would figure it out.
No one would care. They thought, or no one. It would never come out.
Why did they think no one would care that Trump's in bed with
hubris?
Putin, and that's how he got elected?
Well, and
it's insane.
Part of the reason we care is because of their moronic leader tweeting shit about it and not letting it go. If he would fucking have let some of this shit go, we probably wouldn't be sniffing around it. And especially the Obama thing.
Yeah.
Remember, Lindsey Graham, not a Trump fan, but remember Lindsey Graham was like, well, I think we should give the president exactly what he wants.
Don't get on the wrong side of Lindsey Graham.
Let's give him his investigation, because if President Obama ordered a wiretap, we should know that. And he knew damn well.
Right.
That there's no fucking such thing, and that it was in Trump's little brain.
He just pissed everybody off, Trump. Mm-hmm. I mean, there must have been a moment when the CIA and the FBI were like, fuck him, we're going to take him down. And the same with Lindsey and with John McCain. And then Obama was like, he said I did what? Fuck him.
And I don't think anybody told Trump, or if they did, he wouldn't listen.
Yeah.
That being president is not being CEO. You don't just make orders and everybody follows them blindly without question. That ain't how it works.
Well, now, I mean, maybe being president right now is not like being a CEO, and it's not like being president. It means working with Bannon to fuck everything up.
There
have
been a few articles, though, that say, you know, this is the most incompetent administration possibly in history already.
Who's going to follow him?
And that might be a good thing for us.
Yeah.
That, again, if it had been a smart Trump and smart fascist
racists,
it might be, yeah.
If Ivanka was president, we would be fucked.
Bannon.
Yeah.
Was president. But the mental illness of Trump might be helping keep us from utter Hitlerian disaster.
It's like, I can't think on any level how the fuck... God damn, I just can't think how they wouldn't get... How did they think they would not get caught?
I don't know. They're, like I said, hubris. And they thought once they're in charge, who's going to look into it?
Yeah, nobody. And then you're gonna kick the Washington Post out of your press briefings. You're not going to piss somebody off. They're not going to do a little extra digging on your ass.
So... they've been trying to increase the pressure. The toadies over in the House, Speaker Ryan and Kevin McCarthy, the second in charge dude over there, have been trying to whip those guys into shape, and it does not appear to be working. In fact, I saw something this morning that said that the meeting that Trump had with the House Republicans yesterday, where he basically threatened them saying, well, they said it was all good natured and fun, but the message was, if you guys don't do this, you're probably going to lose your House seats.
Right.
But then again, like O'Donnell yesterday and Chris Hayes, all the smart libs, pointed out these Freedom Caucus guys who someone's going to primary them to the right.
How would that be?
Well, right. Seriously. So these guys are okay, probably, in most of their districts, with or without Trump.
Right. It doesn't fucking matter. God, could you imagine to the right of the Freedom Caucus?
And as long as they go home to those people and say, look, this is Obamacare light.
Yeah.
And then the people say, well, President Trump is. So then who do they believe, the president or their representative?
I don't know.
But these guys don't appear to care, because this morning I saw that Trump's little visit trying to strong arm them yesterday lost him 10 votes.
You fucking
instead
idiot.
Of gaining more votes. And people are like, fuck him. Who the fuck does he think he is?
Could you imagine, you could say, listen, everything I did yesterday, if I just had not have done anything, I would be in better shape. If
you know, he doesn't get
a fucking asshole.
That he's in charge of the executive branch.
What do you mean?
Of the government. We have three equal branches of government that share the power and all that stuff. He ain't in charge of everybody. He can't go over to Congress and tell them what to do. For example, we got a whole bunch of Freedom Caucusers saying, fuck to the U over this. Obamacare. And this is hilarious. It's fucking hilarious. Because
it really is, man. It's like,
he's like, we're going to win, we're going to win, we're going to win.
You're not going to win.
And he's not going to win. He's not going to win. He's not going to win. And he ain't going to be able to blame it on Obama.
It's like, you know, his campaign, it's like in a movie when the main character says, don't worry, darling, everything will be just fine.
That's, yeah.
And that, you know, that means
the meteor comes right through the roof right at the next moment.
Deep impact.
Or the velociraptor breaks its face through the window.
Oh, yeah. Shit. What's your favorite Jurassic Park movie?
The first one?
Oh, really?
I think.
I like the latest one.
It was good, yeah. But I like the first one.
Are you? Do you think humans have an abnormal fascination with dinosaurs?
Not abnormal. I mean, you think about it. They were big, giant monsters.
Do you believe?
They had ownership of this place before we did.
Oh, yes. I have some articles relating to science and the environment popping off tomorrow on Facebook.
And later today. Trump will be suing us to remove those.
Oh, yes. But, like, you know, I just want to sort of, I want to introduce the idea. Do you believe that humans and dinosaurs cohabitated the Earth at the same fucking time?
Of course not.
Yes or no? Okay.
No.
Okay. You feel differently than a lot of our leaders. You understand that. A lot of people in the Freedom Caucus think dinosaurs and Jesus were fucking hanging out, getting high together.
Well, at least they tell their constituents they believe that.
You imagine Adam's running through the Garden of Eden, ah! Velociraptors chasing him, and all of a sudden he's like, oh, wait, I need to create a woman. At that moment, he rips a rib out of his fucking gut.
Well, he didn't do it.
Oh, God did it.
Yeah.
Why would God?
What if he didn't like her? What if he's like, can I give another rib?
Yeah.
For a little side action?
Oh, side action? Do you think it was pleasurable?
I'm sure he was no prize.
Yeah. Oh, Adam?
Right.
He didn't have any social interaction with imagine.
So poor Eve. No wonder she wanted to get the hell out of there and have some excitement in her life.
No social interaction with anybody except snakes and dinosaurs. And all of a sudden he's talking to a chick that popped out of his own body.
That's kind of like
fucked
incestuous.
Up. Oh, it's very incestuous.
Isn't that gross?
And for Eve, it's probably like having a conversation with somebody that was homeschooled.
Speaking of someone of the Christian ilk, please explain to us how Adam and Eve had two children, Cain and Abel.
Yes.
And a little while later, Cain and Abel married a couple of women.
Burn in hell. Oh, yeah. What about that? What about that?
Where did those women come from?
That's right.
Just fill us in, please.
Maybe it's like a soap opera when all of a sudden you have somebody's second cousin walk down from the upstairs. They've been sleeping for years. They just never showed up. Maybe it's like that.
And like the same thing with Noah.
Noah. Who's
like
that?
If Noah and his family were the only humans to survive, that ain't a big gene pool. We'd all have like three eyes and club feet.
Which Noah are you talking about? Noah Wiley or the guy with the ark?
The ark.
Oh, okay.
Fascinating.
So, yeah, the Conservative House Freedom Caucus.
Fuck you. That's Louie Gohmert, right?
Says it remains. I don't know if Louie's in the Freedom Caucus. But it says it remains opposed to the House GOP's Obamacare replacement legislation despite pressure. Speaking to reporters outside of a Freedom Caucus meeting.
Fuck you, motherfucker.
The group called on leaders to start over.
Hey.
And start saying over. That the replacement bill does not have the votes to pass the House. They know it's kind of DOA already on the Senate. They were hoping that they would win it in the House, that Ryan would be able to claim the cred.
Me?
Trump would be able to, Paul Ryan would be able to claim the cred. Trump would be able to claim the cred.
Boo. Nobody's claiming
of
shit.
A victory. And then they could blame it on the assholes in the Senate. Well, but now they're not even going to win their own group of assholes in the fucking House.
They're not even going to win their own assholes. What are you saying? What the fuck are you fucking saying that all this caterwauling and carrying on and bullshit was for nothing?
Greek theater.
Holy fucking hell. Jeez.
Mark Meadows is the guy that got singled out by Trump yesterday.
A bow, douchebags.
Yeah, I'm coming for you guy. He's a Republican from North Carolina.
How the fuck do you vote for people in the Freedom Caucus when this is what they do? Nothing! They just scream about Jesus.
The opposition is still strong, he says. The chairman of the Freedom Caucus They don't have the votes to pass this tomorrow. We believe they need to start over and do a bill that actually reduces premiums. Well, we agree too. We all agree on that. We don't agree probably with your version of it, but we all agree that people should pay less for healthcare. I would posit and put forth that it would be great to see people pay nothing for healthcare.
Or get me my pitchfork and let's start burning tires in the fucking street. This is bananas. It's like, the problem is our society needs an adult in the room. We need an Obama to step in and say, hey, listen, fucking, you're never going to repeal and replace Obamacare, honestly, because you're too stupid. This is not, do you think, is this a group of people that's going to revamp healthcare?
Yeah, well, they weren't ready.
No.
They thought there's no fucking way.
The guy that could revamp healthcare is kiteboarding with Branson or whatever the
they
fuck
he's
doing.
They were all excited to be able to oppose everything Hillary's going to do for the next 4 years. They were chubbed up over it.
Terror chubs. What'd you say it was? Wait, what?
Terror chubbies.
Terror chubbies.
Yeah, they were all...
This
they
sounds
were
like an animated series.
Stiffed up.
Copyright, crab diving,
thinking they
chubbies.
Were just thinking that for the next 4 years, they were just going to fight against Hillary.
But now they have to actually do something. It is so stupid. We need an adult. We just need an adult. Actually, if there was a God, this is when we would need divine intervention. We need some magical.
And some explaining to do for why are you so fucking late?
Oh, yeah. What took you so long, yeah. Dickhead?
What were you doing?
I'm just so. While we were waiting, we had Hiroshima, the, what was the other one that's so bad? Oh, yeah, the Holocaust, that sucked. North Korea. What are you waiting on, God? Really? What natural disaster? What fucking plague? Set out the whole Irish potato famine, jacking off? We need God to reach down and give a single payer.
Yes.
Can we pray for that?
Free health care for all.
If anybody is listening and you believe in Jesus, pray for single payer, dickhead. Why don't you do that?
Yeah, that's what Jesus would want.
Quit praying for Notre Dame to win. Who cares about your bracket? Shove it up your ass. By the way, we got a new Daily Upper Decker. It's all about the NCAA tournament. The bracket and all that shit should be up at 8 p.m. tonight, Pacific, on the Crab Diving Network.
We'll whip some interns into shape to get that going.
Ooh, kinky. What are you, a Republican?
The no, we have safe words.
They don't have any.
They said there's 25 members at least that remain opposed to the bill, and they can only afford to lose 22. So there you go.
Come on, pussies. Nut up or shut up. Vote for this bill. You said you loved it.
This will be spectacular if this is a fail for Trump. Spec-fucking-tacular.
Isn't it going to be?
In a horrible week.
How else?
Well, I mean, unless they convince somehow in the next 24 hours, because the vote's scheduled for tomorrow. And some of the guys are even saying now they're starting to doubt whether they're even going to bring a vote, because it may be less humiliating to vote on it and have it fail than to bring it up and say, OK, look, we're going to work on this for a few more days and we're going to try to fix it so that these freedom idiots will sign on to it.
Does Trump think he's smarter than Obama? Does he think that he can think of a better? I mean,
well, Obama's black, so of course shit. Trump thinks he's smarter than Obama.
This bigotry and this white supremacy bullshit just fucks with your logic all day.
Trump bought onto that where Obama won't even show his transcripts from Harvard. We don't even know how he got into Harvard.
He's smart.
Oh, no.
He's
Ryan.
Fucking smart.
When he was 4 years old. Well, wait a second. That reminds me.
Yes.
Friend of the show.
Right.
Posted on our Facebook.
Oh, shit. Which friend? Oh, can we say? Are we leaving them anonymous?
No, but we'll name first names. We don't like to name full names. Plus, who knows if it's this person's real name or a nom de plume.
Oui.
We'll call him Ian.
Okay.
Left to say cheers for listening and cheers for participating.
Cheers.
But he had a memory amusing that he posted to our Facebook page. Just taking a moment. He He said 6 years ago, he worked overnights with a dude who told him, quote, the truth about Obama. Obama was chosen to be president when he was about 4 years old.
Oh, yeah.
The grooming began shortly thereafter. At age 17, Obama was transported to Mars.
Isn't that the storyline for Coming to America?
Via a secret government teleportation device, which apparently they still use to this day. I want to go to Mars on a teleportation device.
A secret government teleportation device. I love that. That's how you fix healthcare.
He was transported to meet with people from the Bilderberg Group and other globalist elites, as well as
globalists.
And Ian says, I shit you not, Martian government officials. So apparently there's something going on Mars that we don't know about. There's a secret government.
I think our idea of Mars is really fucked up and skewed. And as evidence, I will cite the original movie Total Recall. Do you remember that movie starring Schwarzenegger?
Arnold, yeah, kind of.
Why in the fuck would you even think people would look humanoid on Mars? I don't get that.
Well, maybe it's Illuminati from here who moved to Mars where there's no black people.
Then how do you explain...
And they're living there and they have a government there.
Then how do you explain the human female body...
Definitely no gays.
...evolving a third tit? There's a woman in that movie with three tits in Total Recall. Well,
maybe
it's
a surgery.
It doesn't exist on Mars. It's a surgery.
Maybe she lived near Chernobyl.
Is it radiation? That's the shittiest X power ever. I can lactate out of three nipples now.
They planned out this continuing what apparently this guy believed. And
yes.
How terrifying is this if this person believes all this shit? They planned out the path to the presidency for Obama there on Mars in a government facility, which proves that Obama was just a puppet for the global elites. He says the conversation actually took place and this guy truly believes it.
Obama's a puppet. It's so funny. He's like Pinocchio. Singing I have no strings.
So there we go. We hopefully
so stupid.
We'll be able to witness a major fucking fail tomorrow.
How is it not going to be a fail? How are they going to spin this as a success? I mean, really, how are they going to say? It didn't get voted on? Didn't even get a vote? It lost? You suck?
Trump met today with a group of 18 GOP lawmakers from various... groups,
yes,
including the majority whip, a few conservatives who have objections to the bill.
Shut up. Be a team player. Fuck off. But that's what I'd say.
Even after these meetings, these guys say they're still opposed. The Freedom Caucus's main objection is that the current GOP bill does not repeal Obamacare's essential health benefits, which mandate which health services an insurance plan must cover. So they're saying... they don't like the part of the bill that says you guys have to cover, I don't know, cancer. You guys have to cover.
You want to take that out?
Well, you know, certain things.
Isn't that the point of Obamacare, though?
Well, I mean, that they say they need to get rid of those rules to drive down premiums. But so what these Freedom Caucus assholes want is the old shit care.
Oh, yeah.
The old you pay a little bit of money. For worthless care that basically if you get hit by a truck, it'll give you $1,000 and then you're on the hook for everything else from then on.
Am I being a fuddy-duddy? Am I being cynical by thinking that the insurance company has their big gross dick up all in this insurance company?
Of course they do.
Lobbyists.
No. That's not crazy. That's 100% spot on.
Yeah. Hello. Wait. Maybe nobody told the GOP that the point of healthcare is to help people's health, to care for health. Healthcare is where you get your health cared for, even if you have fucking cancer. In fact, that's the fucking shitty thing. They only want to give healthcare to healthy people. They're like saying, oh, if you have cancer.
Well, they want you to not have to buy healthcare. So they're, and then they go back to that bullshit of, well, you know. The reason the prices went down is because young people were mandated to get some form of insurance.
Everybody
so
had
that
to get
so that the insurance company would make up the money that they might lose having to cover pre-existing conditions or, you know, covering people till they're 26 on their parents, that kind of stuff. That was the deal. Uh-huh. And by taking away the mandate, then you're taking away that pool. And they're saying, well, we're going to give you, you're going to have access to coverage that'll cover pre-existing conditions. That's, well, you know, you have that now.
Right.
If you want to pay $10,000 a month, feel free.
I have access. It's America, right? I have access to go buy an apartment in Malibu.
Right.
Overlooking the fucking ocean if I want. I just need $20,000.
I want somebody to say to Trump, oh, so that means right now I have access. I can go play a round of golf at Mar-a-Lago.
Oh,
thanks.
Yeah.
Thanks, Don. I'm going to bring my black friend.
Right. Oh, no, no, no. It really is frustrating. They just don't. But they have to know nobody's going to vote on this. It's like a waste of fucking time.
The Freedom Caucus wants that part to go, among other things.
Oh, yeah.
And,
get rid of that.
But the House GOP, you know, they're trying to roofie the country and put this through a process called reconciliation, which means it's not filibuster proof. I mean, it's filibuster proof. They can't filibuster it in the Senate. But if they try to touch that part of Obamacare, apparently it falls under budget, which then means they have to put it through regular process, which means the Democrats can filibuster it then.
Right.
And then they need 60 votes. And there's really no way. It's not, of course, this thing wouldn't even get 50 now.
Let's be honest.
It certainly wouldn't get 60.
Right. If the Republicans want to pass health care, they need to do it the way they usually do things. They need to employ some underhanded tactics, some cheating, some lying.
They're working on it.
Quit trying to do it the normal legal way. That's not your thing.
So they, you know, they're trying to get this to Trump's desk, and they're trying to do it through this reconciliation process, and they can't use it if they give the Freedom Caucus their way on the bill, and then for sure it's dead in the Senate. But this Freedom Caucus ain't big with being reasoned with. We found that out.
You know, you mentioned Trump's desk.
Yes.
Does it have a computer on it? Because we talked about this, right?
I don't think so.
He doesn't use a computer.
I don't think he's into a computer.
How the fuck, then what do you do at your desk? You pick up paper? Does he have a pencil that he writes shit down on? He has a notebook? This is bananas, dude.
I don't think he's probably a big note taker.
Wait. So he doesn't look at a computer. He doesn't write anything down.
He watches the shows.
He watches news.
He probably had a bigger TV put in the Oval Office. Oh,
God. It's like our president just watches cable news and yells at the TV and then... Fuck, I don't know.
Rand Paul and Ted Cruz are both stirring up the loonies over there at the Freedom Caucus. They met with them today. Both Senator Rand Paul and Senator Ted Cruz hate the House GOP bill, so they were firing up the Freedom Caucus to stand strong.
Hey.
Representative Mo Brooks from Alabama has been out there talking a lot about it. He said that no substantive changes were offered at the latest White House meeting today. He's like, so it's the same thing. We are holding our strong, he says, for substantive changes. Not a single one of us moved after the meeting, he said.
We didn't do nothing. They're the GOP. They're bragging about not doing anything. We stayed strong. You didn't do anything.
Ted Yoho, Yoo-hoo from, where is Yoho from? Is he from like Florida?
Yellow.
Florida. He said he's still a no vote, but he sounded optimistic. I truly believe we will come together and get something done properly. The one thing that would get me really close to this, would be getting rid of the essential health benefits, which they can't do without putting it up for filibuster in the Senate, and there's zero chance it'll get through the Senate.
What is the point of repealing health care? They're going to do all this work to repeal health care, but not even, there's nothing, reform it.
Fortunately, this is happening, but.
Do anything.
This goes to show you.
Yes.
How, I believe, un-American these Freedom Caucus twunts are by being pure obstructionist and purist and not willing to work with other people. That's what the whole goddamn fucking system was built for, was to force us all to work together and compromise.
But what if we hate each other because of our Jesus?
Well, we've hated each
like
other
that.
Since 1776.
No. Oh.
And, you know, half of us back then would have liked more slavery.
Oh, yeah.
Half of us like then would have liked Jesus in the document.
Fuck you.
You know, there were a few states that had to repeal state religion.
Like
Alabama, it was in their charter or whatever.
They're into the Jesus.
Yeah, this is a Christian state.
Creepy.
Something like that.
And never changed that.
We had our constitution, they had to get rid of that.
And so now, if we want to do this constitutional convention thing,
oh, well,
you get enough votes, we can have that again, if we're lucky enough.
So I guess right now we have the lunatics of the Freedom Caucus to thank for their hard-headedness and their bull dickishness to
show me your bull dick
to do this, because otherwise,
right, we would have Trump care, right?
Well, no, I mean, I think still in the Senate still might not fly, but it would be considered a minor victory for Trump.
It's really fucked up. Like, it's really kind of terrifying because Trump seems ineffective. Like, he doesn't really seem like he can write any laws. He can affect any, like, real change. But he can, like, do stuff to freak us out. Like, seeing that budget freaks you out. And seeing this Trump care and what it is really freaky. It's like he's just fucking with us. We have a president that can just fuck with us.
Well, and they literally came up with it in a couple of weeks. I mean, seriously, this is a major percentage of our fucking GDP, of our economy. And because they had no idea what to do, except for, it's Obamacare, it smells like a Negro, we must get rid of it.
That's it. That is so fucking frustrating. Do you think if this bill had the name of a white Democrat on it, it would be different? Probably.
KY Necht.
How stupid! How stupid
is
are
the perfect
we?
Example of what's going on with Kentucky. They love them in polls in Kentucky. The people who they expanded the Medicaid expansion, the people there who have received now better health care coverage because of it through this KY Necht Connect program, are thrilled with it. Then you could do a poll and you say, do you like KY Necht? 70-80%. I love my Connect. Do you like Obamacare? 20%. I hate it. Get rid of it.
Yeah. It's like, why can't we just implement single payer today?
Right.
Why not? What would happen? We get rid of the insurance companies, right? Are they gone?
What about my yacht?
Yeah, fuck your yacht. I'm going to shove it up your ass.
What
That's
about
your
my
healthcare.
House in the Hamptons?
It's going up your ass as well. What do you think about that? All your assets are being shoved up your pooper.
Yeah, I think the entire planet would be far better off without a insurance of any kind.
Right. Then,
but other protections. Maybe guaranteed by the state. Maybe guaranteed by we the people. Say, if your house burns down, we the people will get together.
How many?
And some of our tax money should go to help rebuild
Absolutely.
Your house. I ain't got a problem with that.
Right. My God. I mean, just think, the auto industry got bailed out.
Right.
The finance industry got bailed
have a problem with.
How? You think about somebody gets ruined because they get hit by a car, they break a leg or something like that, and those people don't get bailed out. Nah, we scream about this hypocrisy all the fucking time. Whatever.
It's Fuck Crab this. Diving Wednesday, everybody. Thanks for joining us here on this hump day. Lots going on here. I've got a couple other stories. This one... okay. Since we're raging, let's keep raging. This one is another example of... this story bothers me so much on so many levels. I'll just read the fucking headline from BuzzFeed. A high school boy just sued because he has to share bathrooms with a transgender student.
Oh, God.
So many things on so many levels. Not only...
Can
is
the Martians
obviously
come?
This high school boy a fucking dickwad of a young person, but
yes,
the dickwads don't drizzle far from the assholes of the parentage. And you know this fucker's parents are
idiots.
Complicit. I just can't believe this kid out of the blue decided that he was going to take offense to having to share a locker room with a transgender student, and I'm going to go suing. You know these assholes probably sought somebody out.
Oh, yeah,
and
dude.
They're like, oh, there's a transgender boy in that locker room. Let's find a good Christian boy to represent.
I don't care where you live. You don't shoot out of the birth canal hating anyone.
Yeah.
You don't have a problem with transgender people.
This
what
is Pennsylvania.
Fuck? Come on, guys. Grow the fuck up. Honestly.
He's claiming he's humiliated and emotionally harmed by being forced to share a locker room and bathrooms with a transgender boy.
Oh, suck a dick, you idiot.
Whatever. According to a lawsuit filed by a top religious conservative group. Oh, that's what I mean. These assholes, these profoundly evil assholes, are using this moron kid and his evil parents who sprung him.
They're probably dumb as
spawned him.
Fuck. They must be dumb as fuck. And then this group comes along and exploits their ignorance.
Yep.
To what? To what? Further their hate cause or some shit?
God, man. They're turning Joel Doe, they're calling him. They don't want to put his name out there.
Why not?
Gee, I wonder why.
Why not?
Said he was changing his outfit for PE class last October when he noticed the transgender boy, who the lawsuit refers to as female, of course. From the filing, it says, when he was standing in his underwear about to put his gym clothes on, he suddenly realized there was a member of the opposite sex changing with him in the locker room, who was at the time wearing nothing but shorts and a bra.
Ha ha ha. So what?
Plaintiff.
So fucking what?
Plaintiff has experienced embarrassment and humiliation. Well, he should now.
Plaintiff.
For the rest of his sad life, his parents and these lawyers should all experience the embarrassment of humiliation of being exposed as being bigoted fuck drizzles.
Yes, plaintiff, grow the fuck up. Honestly. Do you even feel like at this point we need to explain the situation to these bigots? Or can't we just hate them? Figure it out on your own. Until you figure it out on your own and learn how to treat people as people, I'm just going to hate you. What do you think about that?
Right.
Fuck off.
He experienced humiliation and embarrassment both in terms of being viewed and viewing a student of the opposite sex in a state of undress.
Oh, God.
And because of the stigmatization and criticism he received from other students and adults. So he threw a little pissy Christian fit.
Oh, yes.
And everyone mocked him like they should.
Yeah, because you're dumb.
So does this mean
you're an idiot
then that if somebody can come along and sue for the pain and humiliation and embarrassment of seeing a black child in its underwear in the room with me?
It's like,
right?
You want to sue from the pain and humiliation caused by your own immaturity, your own stupid bigotry? That is bananas.
That's bananas.
Grow up. Shit.
This is the same kind of shit they probably came up with in the 60s, in the 50s.
Oh, yeah.
What do you mean? I can't share a bathroom with a Negro. Oh, my God.
Oh, God. Just.
It's in the Bible. Remember, they used the Bible to justify that, too.
Shit, man. Could you imagine if Martin Luther King was alive today and he heard this shit? If I was him, I'd be going through my old notes, say, look, years ago, many years ago, I said, I have a dream, blah, blah, blah. So what about this?
Still working on it.
Damn, we got computers that we carry around in our pocket that you can look anything up on. You got a problem with a fucking transgender person in a dressing room in 2017.
The lawsuit says that by allowing the transgender student to share facilities, the Boyertown Area School District has violated the boy's civil and constitutional rights. Lawyers at Alliance Defending Freedom is the Christian advocacy group.
Alliance for Defending Freedom.
They've asked the federal judge to suspend the school policy. Oh, we've got to stop that right now.
It's an emergency, like they said in North Carolina. What are you going to do? Have a dick checker at the fucking dressing room door?
They say he also fears the future embarrassment of meeting students of the opposite sex in the bathroom when simply relieving himself.
Oh, God. Again, grow up, dummy. You're just taking a piss. And by the way, nobody cares. Nobody cares that you're taking out your dick in the dressing room or the bathroom. Why are you sexualizing people in there then? You know what I mean?
Right.
So what if somebody with tits is changing shorts? Don't look at them.
They say that after seeing the transgender boy partially undressed, this little shit fuck complained to school officials, there's a girl in the locker room. But the school principal told him students who mentally identify themselves with the opposite sex could choose the locker room and bathroom to use.
There's a woman in the men's locker room, or sound the alarm bells, murder, treason. How stupid.
They say the boy felt so uncomfortable by the threat of sharing locker rooms with the transgender boy, he didn't change clothes before PE, instead opting to wear street clothes, which has resulted in disciplinary action and poor grades.
You're dumb. I don't know what to tell you. You're uncomfortable. You don't walk. Do you go through life expecting to be comfortable at every fucking second, you fucking pussy snowflake?
They're saying he now avoids using the restroom during the school day because of the ongoing risk of having his privacy violated.
No one cares about watching you change in your underwear, idiot. Nobody gives a fuck. Why is he think about this. His whole day, this guy spends. How long do you spend in the locker room changing clothes? 5 minutes?
Right.
Now you're focusing all your energy on the 5 minutes you're in your underwear and there's a chick in her bra. Who cares, dude?
So there you go. We'll see what goes on with this lawsuit. I hope it's tossed.
Tossed.
And I hope he and his parents and these lawyers suffer all the humiliation and embarrassment that they deserve for being bigots.
This kid should run. You should run to be a lawmaker in the Freedom Caucus. It's right up their alley. They love this shit. So dumb.
Right.
God, I hate that being said, though. In high school and middle school especially. Oh, God. The locker room experience with a bunch of dudes in there throwing shoes at each other. Oh, it's the worst. So horrible.
Well, here's somebody who posted, I go to the school. First of all, the transgender boy doesn't even use the bathrooms. He uses the bathroom in the nurse's office or the gender neutral bathroom. I highly doubt the boy complaining had anxiety about it.
Yeah.
This area is full of racism, homophobia, pretty much an unreasonable, unyielding hate of anything other than white and straight.
Yeah. And let's have some sympathy for the kid navigating his way through high school as a transgendered person. I mean, this doesn't sound like the most enlightened group of people that person's going to school with in the first place.
Right.
And it does stigmatize you. If you have to make the special trip into the nurse's office to use the nurse's bathroom, everybody's going to notice that. You know, kids in middle school, they're going to bring that up. They're going to make something of that. Stupid.
So, shithead kid, at the very least, being exploited by evil people for evil purposes.
Yes.
And if he is really that profoundly upset, I suggest he needs a little bit of counseling instead of
some mental health care.
Yeah, there's something wrong with him if he's that fragile.
Well, what it is, I mean, people just start, the people, your teachers and your parents, they need to start, when people have bigoted behaviors, that needs to be stigmatized and punished. You know what I mean? Like when you say something racist or something sexist, parents or a teacher should say, don't say that, you fucking idiot.
And it's the whole puritanical sex thing.
Oh, yeah.
They're worried that this evil girl is looking at tallywhackers in the boys' locker room, pretending to be a boy for the day.
Right. And by the way, the people that are obsessed with all that shit, like that guy in the fucking hotel room with the underage prostitute. Well, that's what they're up to. They're oppressed. They're sexually repressed. They're, acting out. toe tapping.
No, good news. Teen use of marijuana shows slim negative effects. So.
Of course. Did. We've been saying it for years.
Whew.
Replace Trump care with weed care. Give everybody weed.
Well, at the very least, study the shit. Don't treat it like it's some evil Satan's asshole magic that you can't touch. You can't even open it up and the whole world's going to die. They haven't even studied it.
Yeah.
They're just now studying hallucinogens, too. They're just now recognizing therapeutic benefits.
Oh, of being like mushrooms or acid?
Acid, yeah, and mushrooms cool. And stuff like that for some mental disorders.
Right. Damn, you know, if you get in one of those studies and then you get in the control group, how bad would it suck if you got the placebo? I would throw a fucking fit.
So we'll keep our eyes out on that asshole kid. Hopefully loses that lawsuit.
Fuck you.
I personally am excruciatingly offended and embarrassed having to share a bathroom with a Bible-thumping Christian.
And, you know, honestly,
makes me feel icky.
I don't like sharing a bathroom.
Well, that's true.
I really
just
don't.
In general, I don't either.
I love it when there's a single shitter or whatever. Yeah, I don't know.
God, I can't do the trough either.
No,
I just can't do that.
That's disgusting. It's all disgusting.
Do you remember? This is just par for the course. Do you remember when, right after Schittler was elected, and they were putting together, first of all, they were trying to get together all that talent for the various balls and shit, but for the specific inaugural itself,
oh, yes,
they were putting together that parade and shit.
Right.
Remember they fired that poor guy who'd done it for like 117 years.
Oh, the guy that was in charge of the National Guard. Right?
Well, no, the announcer they fired
announced
it forever. They also fired the National Guard dude, which probably was going to happen, but the timing of it was really fucking bizarre.
It was strange as fuck.
It was literally in the middle of the inauguration at noon.
He
sent his men out for the day. And then he cleared out his desk and
bye
did
bye.
Not see them again when they came back. Through a Freedom of Information Act request, by the way, I guess they have gotten some of these emails from some of the presidential inauguration committee.
Oh, God.
And do you remember when the rumor came out that Trump wanted, like, tanks and shit and missiles and whatever military he could get? He loves him, those fucking creepy North Korean / Russian military parades where they bring all the big guns out. The people love them. They want to see tanks. Mm. They want to see soldiers and missiles.
I want to get my Khrushchev on, motherfucker.
And rightfully, the sane people here in the United States are horrified by that thought.
Oh, of course. Glorifying things that blow people up.
Oh, creepy.
How fucking shitty.
And you're supposed to use that stuff not on our soil. We have that specifically in that Constitution.
You know, I feel
no
like...
No standing army on our soil.
What do you think about those fucking air shows, man? Those air shows was like where you sit around and you jack off to planes flying around. You know, look at our big war machine. It's kind of gross, right?
They're cool, but I don't think it's so much war. I just think it's cool.
It is cool. But, I mean,
a tank rolling down the street is different than an F-14. I don't, when I see the Blue Angels, I don't necessarily think mass destruction and blowing shit up. I think a really fast plane that's really cool, and it's really cool what they're doing. I know it's the same thing.
But don't you think...
But the overall vibe of a tank going down Main Street...
Oh, that's fucked up.
You know what I mean?
But the plane thing, I imagine if we lived in Baghdad or, you know, somewhere in Syria, you might feel differently. But, guys, I look at those planes and I think, well, okay, when they're not doing cool little tricks in the air, they're fucking lighting people up. But, yeah, I don't know. And then they crash into the crowd sometime. That's fucked up, man. Shit.
Dangerous. So, now, after... So anyway, that rumor came out, and then the the Trump team was like, well, that's crazy. That's, of course, we didn't do that.
Yes.
The president didn't want military vehicles.
So where did that rumor come from? Out of a fucking void?
The month after Trump won the election, his staff asked the Pentagon to send photographs of military tactical vehicles that he could include in his inaugural parade. Emails obtained have shown.
Oh, my God. So somebody, he wanted to fucking parade missiles to the goddamn Pennsylvania Avenue?
A Pentagon official wrote in an internal email, the presidential inaugural committee is seriously considering adding military vehicles to the inaugural parade.
That's so dumb.
He said the conversation started as, quote, can you send us some pictures of military vehicles we could add to the parade?
Oh, shit.
The emails were gotten from one of these Freedom Information Act requests from the HuffPo.
Right.
And confirms that he looked into deploying military equipment as inaugural parade.
Okay. God, that's so fucking weird.
But asked in December about these plans, a Trump aide refused to address the matter and issued a vehement off-the-record denial.
Right. How do they... What is the expense of getting a big-ass tank, transporting it to D.C., and putting it in a fucking parade? And then you got to pay somebody to drive that. I'm assuming it takes a... I don't know. How do you drive a tank? Does it have a steering wheel? Does it have a stick?
Steering wheel, I think.
How do you valet that motherfucker?
He said the conversation started, can you send up some pictures of military vehicles we could add to the parade? I explained that such support would be out of guidelines.
It would be.
And that costs associated with bringing military vehicles there would be considered reimbursable. In other words, pay us, motherfucker.
Oh, yeah. We'll bring you as many tanks as you fucking want, but it's going to cost you, dumbass.
Well, no. He said it's out of guidelines anyway.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So you-
and even so... You'd have to pay us if we wanted to.
It's out of guidelines.
He says, I'm extremely reluctant. Now, this is an internal.
Yes.
This is some dude at the Pentagon sending it to another dude at the Pentagon saying, yes. Hey, I got this call from these assholes over at the Trump campaign.
Yes.
They want tanks.
God.
I'm extremely reluctant to produce an improvised list
they
of
want
military.
Tanks.
I'm extremely reluctant to produce an improvised list of military vehicles that we might be held to. Also concerned that we, as a command, need an opportunity to staff this request.
Staff.
Blah, 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 blah. What about vehicle choice, configuration, paint scheme, uniforms for
paint
crew
scheme.
Members? All yeah, they have different paint schemes on different... Like, you got your ice-colored tanks. You got
Can I get
your,
a blue tank?
You got your desert tanks. You got your forest tanks.
That's so... This is bizarre. What military vehicle would you pick if you wanted to parade it through your president vial? What do you pick? I want a hovercraft. Those are cool. Because they can go on water and or land, and it might be cheaper to fucking transport that motherfucker.
Helicopters are cool.
No. Yeah. I like those.
You avoid traffic.
I would drive my hovercraft down that... What's that lake in front of the Washington Monument or that stream, whatever that is? You know what I'm talking about?
I've never been to Washington.
Really?
It's
cool.
Is there a big pond?
Yeah, right in front of the Washington Monument. There's
yeah, I've seen pictures. Yeah,
I want to drive a hovercraft during my inaugural parade.
You can fill it with mud.
I'm going mudding.
We're going mudding.
They love that. You can go mudding in Florida.
So there you go, Trump.
Fuck you.
Again, getting caught, his campaign being caught in another lie. Not only a dumb, hey, do you mind if we have a tank? But also the fact that they then lied about it when they were called out about it.
Yet another peel in the Banana Republic.
People are like, you can't do that shit.
Fuck you.
It doesn't look good.
You look like Russia. Yeah. Or Stalin or some shit like that. Who would think that you'd want to do that? We just had Barack Hussein Obama as president. What did he do? He reformed healthcare, and he brought about marriage equality and some other shit. I don't remember him being like a big fucking military hardliner.
Drones,
yeah.
Kind of drone the fuck out of people, but yes.
It's just so odd not that Schindler would be so out of step.
He's that old school. He thinks we need to have more ships, and that makes us stronger. Not the best technology, and forget the fact that one drone could probably take out half a navy. Just keep flying back and reloading with missiles.
Yeah. Why, yeah.
Seriously, I mean, so...
Why don't they do a drone parade?
Why? Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I don't know. I don't get it. It's a big hard-on...
It's fucking stupid.
...for peacock feathers. It's display. It's all... Look at the big cock of the United States.
Meanwhile, the rest of the world's like, oh, look, that's a big cock that fucking vaporized my city.
So I think we talked about this a little bit yesterday, but we never got to the quote. David Cameron, the former PM of Britain.
Yes.
Made a funny.
David.
Yesterday. He was... In the States, he was at Brown University.
Hello.
Delivering the 94th Ogden Memorial Lecture on International Affairs.
Jolly good.
I wonder if one gets paid for that.
Oh, yes.
His speech touched on subjects such as Brexit, international politics, and the special relationship between the United States and the UK. But eventually,
yes.
When asked about what he likes best about his life now that he's no longer in office,
right?
He said, I don't have to listen anymore to the wiretaps of Donald Trump's conversations.
that's
funny.
I love that. Dude, that guy's funny.
In typical British fashion, though, they said a couple seconds later, he said, that's a joke.
You're right. Just so we're clear. Trump, you should say that.
He is
that.
A conservative, so...
Right. When Trump's joking,
he
should
tell us.
Had to
shit on his own joke. What?
When Trump's joking, he should tell us because you can't tell.
He waits to see what the reaction is.
And then he says.
Then he decides if he's joking or not. Yeah.
Like a true shithead.
So there, in reference to the bullshit.
Hello.
When Spicy.
Oh, yeah.
Went out there and read that Judge Napolitano thing that the GCHQ was involved.
Listening to Trump's wiretaps would be like, he had 5 calls today looking for a special kind of Ben and Jerry's flavor.
Who the hell?
What does he talk about that? He's such a bore.
Yeah, I can't imagine that he's fun to listen to.
What'd you do today, Donald? I got on the phone and called up my friend from finishing school and we talked about pussy for 2 hours. Here's a transcript.
Did you see, the Neil Gorsuch hearing is going on.
That creep.
And for the most part, he, was saying what he should say and seemed to be pretty, although one person did say that no one has said the word gosh or the terms gosh or golly so many times in one sitting.
Yeah,
well,
yeah.
Gosh. Golly gee whiz.
Jeez, golly geez. I don't give a shit if everybody's allowed to vote or not.
So Al Franken.
Oh yeah.
Senator from Minnesota yesterday.
Al Franken 2020, baby.
Was questioning the judge as Neil Gorsuch is going through the interviews on the Senate to fill up the stolen seat.
Right.
From Merrick Garland, basically.
These fucking crooks, man.
And this guy, I saw another story yesterday. This guy might be even scarier right wing than most of us realize.
He's got some fucked up, rulings about voting rights.
All kinds of shit.
Weird shit, you know?
There was one case.
Yes.
That, Al Franken read back and talked about that Gorsuch had, I think he dissented. It was a 10th Circuit Court.
Yes.
They call it the frozen trucker case where a truck driver was fired over actions that saved his life, but briefly required him to abandon his truck.
Fuck you. You're fired. He was freezing to death. I imagine.
The majority of the Tenth Circuit ruled that the firing was unlawful, but Neil Gorsuch dissented, thought the firing should be legal.
So what would Neil have done? Froze to death? Freeze to death, dickhead.
And Alphonse Madden's a truck driver. He's made a stop off the interstate at 11 p.m. He comes back on, or he's about to come back on, notices his brakes are frozen on his trailer. Okay, so he decides, I'm not going to go on. It's dangerous to go with frozen brakes onto the interstate, frozen brakes on my long trailer. He's in the cab, and he calls in for a repair. Gets the dispatcher. Dispatcher says, well, wait. Hang on there. We'll wait for it. Okay, a couple hours goes by. The heater is not working in his cab. It's 14
below. Anyway, I think the story is he went somewhere to warm up.
14 below. You lived in Chicago. It's fucking cold.
Here's a little bit more I'm skipping ahead a bit because this goes on for a while.
14 below zero weather and slam into that trailer.
Keep going. I'm skipping.
Also, he's got hypothermia. He's a little woozy. Probably figures that's not too safe. I don't think you'd want to be on the road with him, would you, Judge?
Senator,
you would? Or not?
See, Gorsuch knows where he's going with this,
right?
Because this guy thought, well, they should have fired that taker for leaving his rig and not dying there like he should have.
God, it's so...
Not literally dying there.
Is Gorsuch human? Is he flesh? Does he bleed?
It's just corporations above all.
Maybe he doesn't...
It's gross.
Maybe he doesn't feel cold. He doesn't have any empathy.
And I'm not a lawyer, but I've been on this committee for about 8 years, and I've paid some attention. So I know that what you're talking about here is the plain meaning rule. Here's what the rule means. When the plain meaning of a statute is clear on its face, when its meaning is obvious.
So this guy is going by allegedly what he says. Pure is, well, it doesn't matter whether I think it's right or not.
So
he should have died there, and that's what the law says, so that's the only way I can vote.
And Franken's saying that Gorsuch is going against the...
Well, he's using that as his argument, but right. I think Franken's about to say that's not a great argument.
He's about to
Courts have no business
place.
Looking beyond the meaning to the statute's purpose. And that's what you used, right?
That's what was argued to us by both sides, Senator.
But that's what you use.
Yeah, both sides right. argued okay. that the plain meaning supported yeah. their
and you used it to come to your conclusion.
But both sides.
But the plain meaning rule has an exception. When using the plain meaning rule would create an absurd result.
No. So.
Meaning you would be dead.
Yes.
If you follow the rule, you would be dead, which is absurd.
Courts should depart from the plain meaning. It is absurd to say this company is in its rights to fire him because he made the choice of possibly dying from freezing to death or causing other people to die possibly by driving an unsafe vehicle. That's absurd. Now, I had a career in identifying absurdity. And I know it when I see it. And it makes me, you know, the It makes me question your judgment.
There you go.
Damn. I love Al Franken.
Al Franken.
He's awesome. Why can't he run for president?
Well, who says he can't?
I know, man. Al Franken. 2020. He's young, right? He's young. How old is he? 35?
50s? Yeah. Probably.
He should do it.
He'd make a good vice president, too, I think. He'd be.
Really?
Don't you think?
Oh, yeah. I think he'd be good at either.
A little more bludgeony.
Also, I love the idea of like a Saturday Night Live character as president. I don't know why that's funny to me. He's not a character, but you know. Somebody that used to be on Saturday Night Live mm-hmm. is funny.
He made a career out of...
Identifying the absurd, man.
Absurdity, yeah. And it is. How you can vote... Well, yeah, they had a right. They should have fired him.
Yeah.
For not dying there with his truck.
And to be fair, I honestly hate most sketch people. And that's what Al Franken is at heart. He's a sketch person. And because those guys, they never fucking shut up, and they always think they're on, and they always think they're hilarious. But this Al Franken, he's one of the good ones. I like him.
He's one of the good ones.
Yeah, one of the good ones.
Wasn't he an improv guy?
I don't know.
Right-wing TV and media, of course, are out saying that...
Fuck you.
What we talked about earlier when Representative Nunes was saying... they're saying, oh, look, Trump's vindicated.
Yeah, right. There's nothing to see here. Everything's above fucking board.
We predicted.
Bullshit.
They're saying, look, it proves he was right that he was being wiretapped by Obama when Nunes said his people were caught up in a general Russian sniffing operation.
Yes. You know, you listen to Al Franken question this guy. I mean, he really has great timing. He knows how to lay out his points. And he knows how to rake somebody over the coals effectively. It's almost fucking evil. It's so good.
Roger Stone.
Roger.
Is I just saw his picture with...
Is he a traitor?
Round black glasses and a beret.
A beret? Fuck off, please.
You know, he's quite the dandy. You know, for the inauguration, he wore a top hat, right?
No.
Oh, yeah.
he wore a top hat?
Yeah.
Did he pull a rabbit out of it?
The Associated Press is reporting...
I am Nicholas Nickleby.
...that Manafort...
Yes.
...former campaign chairman for Trump...
Oh, yes.
...secretly worked for a Russian billionaire to advance the interests... of Russian President Vladimir Putin a decade ago.
Okay.
There's also some toady out there, some Russian toady who's saying that, or Ukrainian, I think, who's saying that Manafort also tried to hide a $750,000 payment of some sort, wanted to hide it. And then the other thing about Manafort is, you know, there's still... I'm not sure if it was WikiLeaks.
Yes.
But somebody... got a hold of Manafort's daughters' text messages to each other and shit. We talked about those a little while ago.
Yeah, we did. And
they're texting about how embarrassed they are with what dad is doing in Ukraine and shit like that.
Stop with the Russian shit.
And well, there's also one part where one of the sisters says to the other one, "Well, you know what? You know he's the one behind that policy that caused all those deaths." Like he recommended to Yanukovych, I believe, who was the president at the time, who was a Uncle Nipple's surrogate friend, buddy.
Nicked.
That when he got run out of the country, he ran east into Nipple's arms.
I'm just picturing Vladimir Putin with his fucking shirt off.
Oh, sure.
Arms extended. Please come to my bosom.
Yanukovych, come to me.
Oh, yes.
But when the shit was still hitting the fan and that guy was cracking down on protests and everything, that Manafort, I guess, was one of the ones who was like, send in the army, send in these guys, crack down. And
jeez.
Like a dozen people died or something in some protests and shit. So... But his daughters ain't having any of it. And his other daughter says he has no morals and scruples. I guess they don't like dad.
And they're saying this over text.
Yeah, to each other.
They hate dad. Paul Manafort's got to be a dick.
So The it says Manafort proposed in a confidential strategy plan,
not so confidential,
in 2005, yes. Starting that he would influence politics, business dealings, and news coverage inside the United States.
Well, God damn it.
Inside Europe and inside the former Soviet republics to benefit the Putin government. So he's been a consultant since 2005, whose job it is to spread the Russian Putin seed
jizz
all over the world, including business dealings. He wanted to influence politics, influence business dealings, and influence news coverage in the United States. And who ended up being Donald J. Trump's campaign fucking manager?
Oh, this Manafort. So, like, how is that not treason? You're working in the inside
the
U.S.
2005
as an American, but you're working in the U.S. as an American to further the interests of the Russian king or
if
whoever
you
the
do
fuck
it,
he is.
If he's doing it legally, if he's helping set up social media accounts, if he's helping RT put out the right kind of stories.
Is it legal to get a sack of cash?
Wooing Alex Jones wooing people like that. You know, that's the thing that came out yesterday. This FBI probe is looking into Breitbart. And
what?
It's looking into Alex Jones.
Shut the fuck
and
up.
And looking into some of these other right-wing ones to see if there was collusion between them and the Russians. Did the Russians call up Alex Jones and say, hey, we'll float you some money maybe for your enterprise?
Is that legal?
We'll put you on RT.
Is that legal?
They're looking into it. I don't know. It may not be illegal. Yeah. You know, they're a private media outlet, but giving their opinions. But if the Russians were somehow helping manipulate the story, and that comes out, it might not be illegal, but it's another big old piece to the puzzle.
Right. It doesn't. The optics are unfortunate.
Yeah. Manafort pitched these plans to Russian aluminum oligarch Oleg Deripaska.
What do you think this guy knows about aluminum? You think he makes aluminum, or is he...
Oh, I'm sure he knows everything about the specific gravity of every cell.
Here's my favorite can.
This guy's a Putin buddy.
Ooh, yes.
And Manafort eventually signed a $10 million a year contract.
To consult?
Starting in 2006, according to interviews with several people familiar with payments to Manafort. And some of these business records that AP has gotten.
All right.
They maintained a business relationship until at least 2009.
Yicked.
Manafort has confirmed that he worked for this dude in various countries.
Okay.
But said the work was being unfairly cast as inappropriate or nefarious or a part of a smear campaign. He said, I worked with Oleg Deripaska almost a decade ago, representing him on business and personal matters in countries where he had investments. My work for Mr. Deripaska did not involve representing Russia's political interests. But the oligarchs that are each swinging
that
from
is
a nickel
the Russian
hair
government. That
is
the
Russian
fucking
government.
Motherfucking government. Who do you think runs all those public utilities? The fucking Russian oil, isn't that state-run oil?
Yeah, Gazprom.
That's state-run fucking oil. And the person that runs state-run fucking oil is appointed by Putin or whoever leads the fucking country. The oligarchs are the government, right?
They got a memo signed by Manafort, apparently, that says, to Deripaska from 2005,
Pashka.
We are now of the belief that this model can greatly benefit the Putin government if employed at correct levels with the appropriate commitment to success.
God, what a bunch of corporate baloney bullshit jizz.
The effort will be offering a great service that can refocus both internally and externally the policies of the Putin government.
What the fuck, man?
Can refocus the policies internally and externally.
So these guys are working it at both ends. They're trying to manipulate their own government and our fucking government.
Right.
So just working for money. And it's not like they have allegiance.
Then there's that shit with the Republican platform.
Yes.
I mean, how this isn't a bigger elephant turd in the middle of the room.
So Paul Manafort is trying to move the GOP's platform in a certain direction to benefit Putin. That's insane.
What happened was that they said that when they were going for the convention and putting together that platform, that they had no input whatsoever from the Trump people, except for one thing they wanted changed.
Those fucking sanctions!
Which was, no, it was money to Ukraine.
Oh, okay.
Sending money to Ukraine and promising military help.
Yes.
To help ward off Uncle Nipples, who's sniffing around their eastern border. And that was the one thing that the Trump campaign said, maybe we could lessen that a little bit. Maybe we could change that wording just a wee little bit.
A few tweaks.
Not
God.
Abortion. Not anything. Economic. Nothing.
Just that.
That was the one change they had for the whole fucking Republican platform.
God. When, you know, I feel like we're in, if this was a horror movie, which it is, I feel like we're in the part of the horror movie right before the shit hits the fan, right before all the characters can kind of acknowledge, yes, I acknowledge the existence of an axe murderer in the basement, and he's going to kill us. So what do?
The call's coming from inside the house.
Oh, man. It's like a shitty Tom Clancy. We're in the middle of a shitty Tom Clancy movie. Book.
And that's what some of the Democrats brought that up in the hearings the other day with Comey. They made sure they mentioned that whole, wait a minute, the Republican platform thing, which he had nothing to do with, but they just wanted to make sure they got that out there.
Yeah.
That, you know, there's questions about this changing of the Republican platform to be more Putin friendly for the situation with Ukraine.
Do you think in this Russian scandal, I bet people have died in this fucking thing. You know what I mean? Like some player or some actor.
Somebody just got thrown off a building.
Oh, God, yesterday. I saw that. Like some money launderer got tossed off a...
Yeah, he's still alive. Four-story building.
Oh, that sucks. Oh, shit.
People there are claiming he got tossed off the building. Russian state media says he fell while, like, carrying something up with some workers.
With some
workers! He accidentally fell off the side of the building.
A guy that launders money, wears a suit every day. So I saw some workers loading some shit into some buildings. Like, hey, I'll help you carry it. I'll help you carry this. And he fell off the fourth floor.
I believe so.
Wow, that's fucking science fiction, dude.
It's really, like you said, it's a movie.
I feel like it'll never be untangled, too. I feel like America is sitting around, we're waiting for the last piece of exposition to show up. It'll fit. Everything will fit in nicely. We'll understand what happened. I don't know.
Well, Comey said,
fucked up.
Comey said that the investigation's been going on since last July, and that when it comes to counter-espionage investigations, that's very early. So who knows how long we're going to be looking at this shit? How long is this taint going to be cast over?
Not long enough.
The administration.
What do you mean it's early?
Anything done?
I don't understand. You said in terms of counter-espionage, we're early.
Well, Comey said that. I guess these kind of things take forever. Because you're also dealing with spooks. So they not only have to be careful.
By spooks, you mean spies.
Yes. They also have to be careful who they ask and what they ask and how they ask it. You know, they've got assets that they may have to talk to.
Ooh.
Who are undercover, who are secret or whatever.
Perfs.
And they can't exactly. I mean, Dick Cheney could with Valerie Plame, but usually they don't name operatives that are working clandestinely. So they have to be a little secretive about how they do.
Schindler would do that if it benefited him, don't you think?
And even how they do it, because what if they've got somebody in Russia? They've got a spy in Russia. They can't just pick up the phone and be like, "Yo, Sergey,
get
you know, they gotta paint a purple heart on the rock in a
Oh, right.
In a park somewhere and do a dead drop and whatever they do to secretly contact the dude.
It's amazing. I mean, yeah, it's all horrifying and kind of insane that our election was total bullshit, but it's still amazing, right?
It's fascinating. It'll make a great movie.
the shitty downfall of our American society.
And it'll make a
good miniseries.
It'll make a good book.
Who's going to be in
a bunch of books?
Who plays America?
Rosie O'Donnell.
I love it. Done.
Whatever would drive him.
Oh, yes.
The craziest.
Trump is played by Rosie O'Donnell. She's going to play Bannon, right?
So even after all this bullshit, that would be perfect if she played Bannon.
People were wanting her to go on Saturday Night Live and do that. I don't know why she didn't.
She wanted to. She tweeted a picture of herself that had been photoshopped.
God.
With her and Bannon's head.
Make it
terrifying.
Make it so.
I don't know. Maybe they thought that was too over the top, maybe. Or
you call in Alec Baldwin to play the president. I don't know that you give a fuck at that. He's mean.
Well, now, even after all this bullshit, yesterday, and we didn't play this clip or anything, but Spicy and even Kellyanne Goebbels was out.
Nine.
Both of them were on the shows, and it was almost like Paul Manafort. Who? Oh, that guy. Oh, he hardly worked for us at all.
How much did Schindler pay him?
What was his name again? Man something?
He was the campaign manager. Motherfucking manager.
So yesterday, I'm reading from Media Matters, White House Press Secretary Sean Spicer laughably attempted to minimize Manafort's role in the Trump campaign as, quote, very limited. He had a very limited role in the campaign.
He actually said that
yesterday. Well, Manafort, you know, he had a very limited campaign. Some of these individuals.
Well, if you manage
like
a campaign.
Page.
Oh, yeah. And Carter Page, Schindler said Carter Page was his only fucking foreign policy advisor at some point, right?
And then denied knowing him. Remember that?
I mean,
he gave an interview that said, oh, I've got all these guys working for me. One of them's named Carter Page. He's very brilliant. And then months later, when Carter Page had to go because of his vodka scent.
Oh, yes.
It was Trump is like, who is this? I don't know this Carter Page guy. Ooh, who is this?
So coy.
You really couldn't write it. If you did, you'd be laughed out of any office in Hollywood.
What you say is like, yeah, I knew Paul Manafort pretty well, but I guess not that well. I didn't know he was in cahoots with Russia. I had no idea. I'm horrified. That's how you handle that, right?
Yeah.
You can't say I don't fucking know the guy. I don't know him.
Well, and there's that clip that they play all the time on promos on MSNBC now when Chris Hayes was interviewing that reptile, Carter Page.
Yes.
And he's like, did you meet with... I think it's Kislyav. Did you meet with Kislyav?
Oui.
Well, I may have in Cleveland.
Oh God!
And I may have met him once, and it may have possibly been in Cleveland.
Why does Carter Page come off like the grossest bro frat boy I've ever seen in my fucking life?
That's him and
that's
Steve
who it is,
Miller.
Right?
Yeah, Stephen Miller, that
douchebag.
Yeah,
imagine this. Steve Miller, out of nowhere, shows up, what was it, a month ago in all these talk shows?
Yeah.
And he's so loathsome.
He went bye-bye really quickly.
Yeah, and he comes off like such a Nazi. 2 days later, we know everything about this guy. Because you're like, who the fuck is this fucking monster?
Right.
That's how horrendous he is.
What did they just roll out?
Amazing. He's gross.
So Roger Stone... former guest here on the Crab Diving Show decades ago.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Or the old Crab Nation show on our old...
the Wrestling Network
right? We were on, yes. Our first daily show.
The Shocker. That's my favorite wrestling move.
Which was probably a whole 3 years ago. He was on, he got a... The poobah of the network got a phone call from some PR person.
Right.
And he said, you guys should interview this guy. He's kind of right up your alley. It's more politics and shit. And it was a book that Roger Stone had written about the JFK assassination. It was very interesting.
I buy the whole fucking thing, by the way. I buy into his fucking theory.
And spoiler alert, skip 10 seconds ahead.
Yes.
Right now. JFK did it, right. According to him.
And JFK killed MLK. I didn't know that.
And but I mean,
hold on a second. JFK did not kill himself.
No.
LBJ,
yes,
killed JFK, and LBJ killed MLK.
According to Stone.
And Bobby Kennedy, right?
He was, I don't remember. He wasn't that crazy. He didn't seem
crazy
on the phone or whatever. Then we find out later. You know, he had already, that was probably, when he talked to us on the phone, he was probably running cunt at that time.
Oh, God, his organization?
Citizens United, Not Timid, that he put together as an anti-Hillary super PAC.
Super cunt. I forgot he did that.
He's really a loathsome creature. So
he's got a fucking Nixon tattoo on his back.
Yeah.
It's bizarre. A Nixon's fucking face on his back.
So Stone,
yes,
for a little while, was a paid advisor and then went on a couple of shows. This is early on. This is real early in the campaign, right after Trump said Mexicans are rapists and I assume some are good people.
And Roger,
right after that.
Yeah, and Roger Stone's in it deep. I mean, he's been in politics for years. He's an operator. He was Nixon's chief of staff, right?
He proudly proclaims himself as a dirty trickster in politics.
Oh, yeah. Or I imagine in other purviews. Dirty.
He was a partner with Paul Manafort.
Yes.
Back in the 80s.
What do you mean a partner? Like
a business partner in the lobbying firm.
We used to peg each other.
Black, Manafort, Stone, and Kelly.
Ooh, okay.
In his book, Roger Stone wrote that he, quote, introduced Manafort to Donald Trump at the 1988 Republican National Convention in New Orleans.
Holy shit.
And the Washington Post reported that Manafort was recommended for that job by Roger Stone.
Oh, shit.
That his very limited job, apparently.
Oh, yeah. He was he met him in 1988. He's had a relationship with Donald Trump for years. We're supposed to believe that, you know.
Yeah. Roger Stone repeatedly claimed Manafort never worked for the Russians. And has attempted to distance Manafort from any claims of Russian influence.
Okay.
He also claims he has no Russian ties, but then I saw something the other day that it's like his alibi for one time where he said there's no way I could have done that is blown. That they're already figuring out that he's lying.
Yeah.
On August 15th last year on the Alex Jones show, Roger Stone said, Manafort never worked for the Ukrainian government or for the Russian government. And what are we finding out now?
He absolutely,
absolutely
fucking did. 100% beyond a shadow of a motherfucking doubt. God.
He wrote for some screed. I don't even know what he wrote.
Screed.
For his website.
Yeah.
This is last August. The entire spin by Clintonistas that Trump and Manafort are somehow in bed with Putin and the Russians when Trump has never met or communicated with Putin. And Putin dislikes Manafort because of the latter's pushing of Yanukovych to have Ukraine join the EU.
But if
it's a lie.
So Trump, Manafort never had any connections with Russia?
This is what Stone is saying. In October, he retweeted a story that said FBI making inquiry into ex-Trump campaign manager's foreign ties. That was Manafort, who ended up going bye-bye, right?
Right.
Roger Stone tweeted, 100% made-up horseshit.
There you go.
NBC parrots Clinton line. Manafort has no Russian ties to investigate.
I feel like at this fucking point, the jig is up. It's all unraveling. The shit is beginning to hit the fan. At some point, Trump, while he still can do it, he needs to go on television, address the American people, and say, listen, this is what went on with Russia, and be totally honest about it. Is he going to find out anyway?
Well, throw everybody else under the bus and claim he didn't know.
Oh, yeah.
Is what he's got to do.
Do it!
And here's the thing. He may not have. I still am of the camp that does not believe that Trump is even 1% intelligent.
Yeah. Where's your camp?
That he's some evil genius that is a brilliant manipulator that has manipulated all this shit. I think he's a useful buffoon that these evil assholes used as a bludgeon to and he is good with getting up at a rally and making the idiots believe that whatever he says.
So does he have knowledge of Russia fucking with the campaign?
I don't think so.
You don't think he's in direct contact with a Putin or whoever?
No, I think it's possible that it was just these assholes around him and they were just don't tell Trump.
Is Trump dirty at all?
Possible.
Or is he a naive, orange, little bitchy child?
But then he found out.
Yes.
Is what I'm saying. At some point he found out. And that's why never a bad word has been said about Vladimir Putin out of his mouth.
Yes.
In any capacity. He's insulted the Australian leader. He's insulted the Chinese leader, the Japanese leader, the British leader, the German leader.
A journalist that had some kind of fucking thing going on. He made fun of that.
He's pissed off just about all of our friends except Bibi Netanyahu, who couldn't be more cum drizzly over him.
Yeah, why is that? Most of his supporters, they hate Jewish people.
It's just so
bizarre. But Israel, you know.
We got to bail, everybody. Thanks for joining us. We're back tomorrow, Thursday, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific. Probably. I have a dentist appointment at 11 o'clock.
Tomorrow?
Let's see how that motherfucker goes. But we'll be back tomorrow, 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 on the Eastern Type Coast. Don't forget iTunes, Stitcher, crabdiving.com for all your crabby needs. Ryan's going to be doing some comedy soon. Find out where and when. Go to his Twitter feed, @RadarComedy, his Instagram feed, @RadarComedy, or his website, RadarComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram, @ViLExperience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
There wasn't a new K-Voice yesterday due to technical difficulties. Oh, tonight, shit. 11 p.m. streaming is a brand new K-Voice, but I believe it's already out on iTunes and Stitcher, so go check that shit out. And all the other stuff here on the network, a brand new
Daily Upper Decker
tonight streaming, too. Have a great evening, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving. And on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.